You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host. The 108th Annual Meeting of the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma is set for November 10th and 11th at Quail Springs Baptist Church in Oklahoma City. The theme for this year's event is Together 2014. It'll really showcase how God is at work among Oklahoma Baptists in the state. It will include speakers like Nick Garland, who's senior pastor at First Baptist Church in Broken Arrow, Jeremy Freeman, pastor of Newcastle First, Jason Allen, president of Midwestern Seminary, and our own Anthony Jordan will deliver a sermon as well. There will be business, election of officers, resolutions, meals, times for fellowship. You can find out more at bgco.org/annual meeting. But connected to every annual meeting are really two important events that I wanted to talk about in this podcast and broadcast. And to talk about the first, we're bringing on Brett Selby, who serves as BGCO Pastoral Leadership Specialist. Brett, welcome.
Hey, thanks, Brian.
Now, I want to talk about the Pastors Conference, which takes place directly before the annual meeting. Tell us a little bit about this year's event and the event itself.
Well, this year, Pastors Conference is always great. Guys always love it. It's time for pastors to come together. The officers this year really had a kind of a unique objective. They've entitled, the theme is A Day of Encouragement, Pastor to Pastor. And their objective is that a pastor, when he leaves the pastor's conference this year, will leave just, even if just a little bit more encouraged than when he came. And so it's a little different than what we've done in the past, but it's I think it's going to be great. We're excited, looking forward to it.
Now, that sounds like a great format. Can you talk about the day and some of the speakers as well, Brett?
Yeah. We've got a great lineup of speakers, all of whom are going to, you know, come in with the idea of, hey, I'm going to encourage God's pastors today. We're going to start off with Hans Dilbeck, who is the pastor at Quail Springs Baptist Church, also the second vice president of the Southern Baptist Convention this year, and he is one of ours, and we're thrilled to have him on the program. We're also going to hear from Jim Henry, who is a retired pastor, pastored for years at First Baptist Church Orlando, was a real leader in the Southern Baptist Convention, and is going to bring that perspective of a guy kind of who has been there, done that, and he's going to bring a wise perspective to us. We're also going to hear from Tom Eliff, who is just the recently retired, outgoing president of the International Mission Board and longtime pastor here in Oklahoma City, and greatly beloved among all of our Oklahoma pastors. We're going to hear from Danny Aiken, who's the president of Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary. We're also going to hear a testimony during the day from Lance Lang, who is the founder of Hope is Alive Ministries, and it's going to bring a really a unique perspective to this event as a way of kind of encouraging guys that, you know what, sometimes you don't have your act all together, mm-hmm. but that's okay. And so we're looking forward to that. And then finally, we'll wrap up the event with just a strong word from our current SBC president, Ronnie Floyd. And he's always got a powerful word to share.
That sounds great. And so this takes place Monday,
yes,
November 10th at Quail Springs Baptist. Do pastors need to pre-register or pay anything? Or
nope, there's no registration. It's just a y'all come event, and we're looking forward to a great crowd.
Fantastic. Brett, thanks for sharing that information. Would encourage everyone to go to the bgco.org website to find out more. There's one other event connected to the annual meeting that I want to talk about now. And to talk about that other important event connected to annual meeting, I'd like to introduce Kelly King, who serves as the BGCO Women's Specialist. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. Tell us a little bit about the Mission Celebration event. What is it? What's going to be going on?
Sure. And it has changed a little bit, so I might just preface the whole event with that. I think Brett was here earlier and talked a little bit about the Pastors Conference and what's going to be happening there. Well, ours is going to start right after the pastor's conference. So it is an extended dinner, and it begins at 4:15 in the Fellowship Center there at Quell Springs. And we really do try to celebrate what God is doing around the world, and we celebrate those who have been a big part of missions in our state.
You have, of course, an interesting-looking program and a keynote speaker connected with the WMU. Could you talk about that?
Absolutely. We are really privileged to have Debbie Ackerman with us. Debbie is in her final term as the National Woman's Missionary Union president, and she has done a fabulous job, and I'm very pleased that she's, you know, fit Oklahoma into her schedule. She's going to be speaking on the whole theme is Secrets to Surrender, which is based off of her book called Secrets to Surrender, and so she'll be addressing that.
That sounds great, and people can read about that event as well on the BaptistMessenger.com website. So we've talked about, you know, the BGCO annual meeting. We've talked about the pastor's conference, the mission celebration. Is this an annual type event? I know it's taking a new form, but...
It is. And part of the things that we really appreciate about this event and when we've condensed it is we are bringing together... In the past, we've done a separate lunch for missionary parents and then a separate dinner for our IMB personnel, which IMB is International Mission Board. And so... This is combining all of that, so we get to honor those who are current, past, and emeritus personnel who have served us for years and years overseas. And then we also get to honor those who have children currently serving overseas. Sometimes that's an overlap, so we have people who were former missionaries and some that are missionary parents now. And that's really fun because they have a camaraderie of sharing just that commonality of what that's like to have children, grandchildren living overseas, and really just spreading the gospel to all peoples in the world. And we are going to have one of our own Oklahomans that will be sharing with us. I can't tell you a lot about Aaron because of security reasons, but Aaron serves in a very secure area in Southeast Asia, and she has a unique testimony. And so I'm very excited about her sharing what God is doing in her part of the world.
Outstanding. Well, it sounds inspiring, and you always do such a great job planning these times. And I want to encourage everyone listening to this to check out more information about the annual meeting, about pastors' conference, about the mission celebration. Go to bgco.org and look for the annual meeting tab. Kelly, thanks for coming on and sharing about this event.
Anytime. Thank you.
God bless everyone listening. Thank you again.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.